Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh, God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Good morning. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Elder Marie Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. I have a few announcements. We had an awesome celebration on last Saturday, on June the 4th, 2022. Amazing Grace Ministries Blog Talk Radio, we celebrated 5 years of ministry, and it was a blessed event. We was on the air live last Saturday morning. People shared their testimonies. We had an awesome time in the Lord, and there were residents who lived in the seniors apartment building where we held our breakfast celebration. The food was good. The presence of the Lord was even better. And this was Amazing Grace's first breakfast celebration, but it will not be our last. We will bring you more community events in the future. And maybe you were not there on last Saturday, but you can still contribute to this ministry by donating to help us reach the lost at any cost. You can send your donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those who have donated, your donations are truly appreciated. And we just thank you for undergirding this ministry. Thank you to everyone who made Saturday's event a success. to the community hall where we had the breakfast, to the cooks, to the people that showed up. We thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, thank you. And to those that couldn't make it, we also appreciate you. Now, we are holding, and we are inviting you to a restoration brunch. Scripture, Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Date, June 25th, 2022. Time, 10 o'clock a.m. The location is 5526 South State Street. You can get your registration. Registration is $25, and children from 7 to 15 is $12. Come, restoration awaits you. For registration, you can Zelle 708-351-5859. Again, that's 708-351-5859. Or you can Cash App, $TGLOVER40. And the host pastor of this event is the superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs. Amen. Now, to everyone that's listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via email, text, or comment on our lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A-M-A-Z-E-N. GRACEMINISTRIES at gmail.com. We're on the air every Saturday morning, and we have an exciting lesson, so tune in. If you want to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/121098 83. Let's get into our lesson. Now, the Word of God addresses every aspect of our lives. Although we're living in perilous times, God is still in control. This Word has come alive in the form of Jesus. The Word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Word will encourage you. And the Word will elevate your thinking to believe that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Everything that we are is because of Christ. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. Knowing that in Acts, the second chapter, apostles were in the upper room on one accord, and the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, and he is God. He comforts us. He leads us. And he allows this Word to come alive in us. We have great expectations because God has given us reassurance in his Word. The thing for this month of June is, I got a promise. The lesson for this second Saturday is, I have great expectations. Great expectations. We're going to just talk about great expectations. Luke 1:35-8, and then verse 45, and this is the New King James Version. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Blessed is she who a believe, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. I have some definitions. Great. Great is notably large in size, huge, large in numbers or measures, great multitude. Expectations, a belief that something will happen or is likely to happen. The act or state of expecting, anticipation, an expectation of what would happen. Basis for expecting, assurance. They have every expectation of success, prospects of inheritance, the state of expectancy. Definitions according to the word in the scripture, promise. A reason to expect that something will happen in the future, a declaration. Reason to expect something, grounds for expectations of success, improvement, or excellence. A statement telling someone that you would definitely do something or that something would definitely happen in the future. Now, some synonyms are an oath, a pledge, a vow, a word, to give one's word, a covenant. When you say fulfillment, the act or process of fulfilling, some synonyms of that is accomplishment, achievement, discharge, enactment, implementation, performance, perpetration, prosecution, pursuance. Performance, the execution of an action, the fulfillment of a claim, promise, or request, implementation. The story of Great Expectations. Great Expectations is the 13th novel of Charles Dickens. The title Great Expectations refers to the Great Expectation Pip. He has a coming into his benefactor's property until his disclosure to him and achieving his intended role as a gentleman at the time. Great Expectations is a novel of formation, novel of education, or a novel depicting growth and personal development. In this case, it was of Pip. The Bible version of Great Expectations, Luke 1:35-46, and this is the Living Bible. The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of God shall overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be utterly holy, the Son of God. Furthermore, 6 months ago, your Aunt Elizabeth, the barren one, they call her, became pregnant in her own age. For every promise from God shall surely come true." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you said come true." And then the angel disappeared. A few days later, Mary hurried to the highlands of Judea, to the town where Zacharias lived, to visit Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "You are favored by God above all women, and your child is destined for God's mightiest praise. What an honor this is that the mother of my Lord should visit me. When you came in and greeted me, the instant I heard your voice, my baby moved in me for joy. You believed that God would do what he said. That is why he has given you this wonderful blessing." Mary responded, "Oh, how I praise the Lord." Elements needed for the understanding of God's covenant. The Bible definition of covenant. The Hebrew bereth means primarily a cutting, with reference to the custom of cutting or dividing animals in two and passing between the parts in ratifying a covenant. Genesis 15 and Jeremiah 34:18-19. Jeremiah 34:18-19 says, "And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain and passed between the parts thereof, the prince of Judah and the prince of Jerusalem, the Enoch and the priest and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf." Now in the New Testament, the corresponding word is didache, D-I-A-T-H-E-C-E, which is frequently translated testament in the Authorized Version. In its biblical meaning, two parties, the word is used of a covenant between God and man. God covenanted with Noah after the flood that a like judgment should not be repeated. It is not precisely like a covenant between men, but was a promise or agreement by God. The principal covenant are the covenant of works, God promising to save and bless men of conditions of perfect obedience, and the covenant of grace, or God's promise to save men on conditions of their believing in Christ and receiving him as their master and savior. The first is called the Old Covenant, from which we name the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, the Latin rendering of the word covenant. The second is called the New Covenant or the New Testament. Covenant between man and man, a solemn compact or agreement, either between tribes or nations. Joshua 9:6, Joshua 9:15, 1 Samuel 11:1, or between individuals. Genesis 31:44, by which each party bound himself to fulfill certain conditions, and we are assured of receiving certain advantages. In making such a covenant, God will solemnly invoke a witness, Genesis 31 and 50, and an oath was sworn, Genesis 21, 31. A sign or witness of the covenant will sometimes frame such a gift, Genesis 21 and 30, or a pillar or heap of stone erected, Genesis 31, 52. This is our promise, Exodus 12, 25. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised that you shall keep this service. Joshua 21, 43, the promise fulfilled. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their father, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. Psalm 77:8. Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forever? Jeremiah 32:42. But thus said the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of faith, of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Romans 4:20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hebrews 6:13. God's infallible purpose in Christ. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he was promised and faithful. We're living in perilous times, there's no doubt. We can look at the news and see that there are wars and rumors of wars going on. There is violence in our streets. Our babies are being killed. Our expectations are that they will be safe in school, but they're not. We're not safe in church. We're not safe in the grocery store. But I still have great expectations because God has given me a promise. And because God has given me a promise, he will not fail to fulfill that promise. Now, John 10:10, and this is Dr. Carey's favorite scripture, and it states that the thief comes to steal and to destroy, but Christ came to give us life, and that life abundantly. We have to understand that these things have to come in order for Christ to come back, and he's coming back for a people that is set apart, a people that has not given our souls to the world, a people that still stands in Christ and believes that Christ is the answer. We understand that now we got social media, we got Facebook, we got FaceTime, and all those other social medias. But God, come on now, God is still in control. However, there is still an obstacle that will delay the promise, performance, or expectation. This is a lack of our faith, doubt, trust. Let's read the word. Romans 1:16 says, the just shall live by faith. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are in the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. 4:19-20. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hebrews 11:1 says, by faith we understand that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Victory in the performance or expectation. The performance is by the Holy Spirit, who will do the will of God in us. But our expectations is in our faith and whether we believe that God will perform that which he had promised in his word. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 and 13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. 2 Timothy 1:14. That good thing which was committed to you, kept by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 2 and 4, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will, his own will. In conclusion, great expectations is a promise given by God. It is a covenant that was given to Abraham, to his descendant, and because Christ died for our sin, those who accept Christ in their hearts are now eligible to that promise. The Bible states that we have the promise according to our faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith is built through hearing the word of God, and it is with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will lead and guide us into all truth. Give us the patience to wait on God. The wisdom is how to move to receive great expectations. It is not on our own accord as in Dickens' novel, but it is God. It is in God. God did it. God gets the glory, and he will not share his glory with anyone. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, we just want to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we thank you on this morning. God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Now, God, before we ask you for anything, God, just let us continue to thank you, God, because if we had 1,000 tongues, that wouldn't be enough, God. We can't thank you enough, because, God, you have been so good. You have been so good to all of us, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on Dr. Carey, Lord God. Strengthen our heart, God. And then, Lord God, look on the listeners one by one, name by name, God. You know what each individual needs, God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on our leaders, God. Look on my leader, God. Look on Superintendent Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and his wife, Lady Gibbs, God. And look on our assistant pastor, Elder Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, God. Lord God, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God, and give them what they need to lead, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on Miss Norman, God. Touch her body, God. You made her. You know all about her, God. And anyone else that's out there listening, God, that needs to touch, God, touch. Touch right now, God. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. You know the conditions, God. You know all the unspoken requests, God. And, Lord God, we ask you to let them know, God, that you hear them, Lord God. Give them the peace that they need. And then, God, look on the bereaved. Lord God, you know what they need. Comfort the heart, God. Look on Lady Belochi and Pastor Belochi, God, in the loss of their son, God. Just give them what they need, God. Comfort their hearts, God. Lord God, because they need comforting on today, Lord God. And then, Lord God, for all those that ask for prayer, God, touch them. Mother Garnett, all the mothers. Look on Mother Carrie, God. Touch her body, God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you for great expectations because you made us a promise, God. You promised us, Lord God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And we're standing on the promise on today, God. I'm standing on the promise, God, because that's a promise that you made personally to me, God. And I thank you for it on today, God. And then, Lord God, we just asking you to just to be in everything that we say and do on today. Go before us, Lord God. Watch us, protect us, continue to do what we can't do for ourselves. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is truly Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. I will be returning. And remember, God is still in control. But wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of the day. Be blessed.